and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show here on X107.5. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's go with the bad news.
The bad news. State police in Pennsylvania are looking for somebody that was involved in a hit and run. So he got into an accident and then took off. You have to be a special kind of jerk
to hit somebody else's car or property and flee the scene.
And it was definitely their fault, too. So they ran a red light, hit somebody, and then took off. Now, what makes this story interesting is that this happened in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which is known as Amish country. And the person that did the hitting and the running was in a horse and buggy.
What, did they punch somebody and run away on foot?
No, no. They were riding in their horse and buggy, and they ran into a car with their horse and buggy, and the horse's head cracked the windshield of the car.
Oh, that poor horse.
Ow.
Ow. And then they galloped off.
What?
I mean, trolloped.
Why didn't they go after the horse and buggy? Because if you're in a car...
I feel like you could probably catch it.
Right?
I feel like if you're on a rascal scooter, you could probably keep pace enough.
Even like a fully charged Segway?
Yeah. Rollerblades?
Anything.
Dust that thing. Just hold on.
According to state police, although buggies aren't regulated in the same way as cars, they're still required to stop after a crash and help anyone who needs it. And I'm sure there's an easy joke here about it being a woman driver, which it was in this case. They say that it was a lady who was driving her horse and buggy.
Well, was it a man or a woman?
That's who's driving that
thing. Jessica Parker got into a car accident?
David!
All right.
And some good news today.
That was funny.
A lady in Northern California recently got tested to see if she could donate her kidney because she just wanted to make a donation, right? Isn't that nice?
You just felt the need to make a donation and skipped over blood or marrow and just went straight to kidney?
No, no. Specifically, it's because her adult daughter needed one. And so she got tested, but she found out that her and her daughter were not a match.
That's awful. She just wanted to donate it.
Well, she went through the process and she's like, well, I mean, I do have an extra one of these, as it turns out. But since my daughter can't get it, I might as well just go ahead and give it to somebody else because I can see based on what my daughter's going through, it's very important.
There's a need.
Yes, there's an absolute need for it.
Oh, that woman has a good heart.
Still inspired to donate, so she signed up to give one of her kidneys to somebody totally random, didn't even get their name. Well, on the day of the surgery back in April, her grandkids were telling some friends of theirs from school about it. Turned out that their friend's grandfather was the recipient. And he's also this lady's next-door neighbor. No idea. She ended up randomly donating the kidney, didn't even know the person's name, finds out it's her next door neighbor.
What if she hates her neighbor?
Yeah.
It's like, he's loud, keep it down, Carl!
No, I feel like that's when you have some real juice. You're like, oh, Carl, I see that you're out mowing the grass this morning, are you?
Looks like mine.
Mine needs a bit of a trim, doesn't it?
Nah.
Still recovering over here from that kidney surgery.
My pool is dirty.
No, Dave, you got to remember that once you get the kidney, all bets are off. Look, remember the George Lopez?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where he got the kidney from his ex-wife.
Yeah, his wife.
Or his wife.
Yeah.
And then she became his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Does it automatically make you a jerk when you get a kidney transplant?
No, it makes you a jerk if you leave your wife after she gave you a kidney.
Yeah. If your name is George Lopez,
you're
probably already a jerk.
Yeah.
But that's the good news today. Somebody trying to do a random act of kindness ends up being something that you can hold over somebody else's head.
Yeah.
Our favorite kind of act of kindness.
Yeah. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I miss Sinister Sylvia's, like, the way she would kill people with puns just because she thought it was hilarious and she'd lose her mind laughing at her own joke. So if we could have, like, a segment or a day where, like, Ian throws out random fart jokes or, like, we get, like, toddlers to say, like, really mean stuff to Mahoney, it'd really make my day one of two ways. I just love hearing Sylvia lose her mind over something so ridiculous and juvenile, and hearing Mahoney sputter in denial of how funny it is just because it's got to be contrary to everything, that would seriously make my day. And I think it'd make Dave's day as well, since we all hate Mahoney.
Message deleted.
Oh, no.
Would not disagree with that, my friend.
Mahoney's good. It's just because I don't go for the lowest hanging fruit like some people. And I held myself to a higher standard.
Why are you salty?
You're such an elitist with your jokes.
I prefer like some people.
The jokes that I make about genitals are always appropriate.
Yeah. Genitals.
The Richard jokes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, so like I have this weird mission to go viral, and like I've been trying for a minute now, but no avail. Should me and my girlfriend have like a baby? I mean, I feel like babies always go viral. Or should we just like get a really ugly dog? Maybe I should just start yodeling in Walmart. I don't know. I don't have any. I need some more ideas, guys.
Message deleted.
I think it's the trifecta. You have to do all three of those things. Yeah, you have to bring your ugly ass dog and your beautiful baby into Walmart and start yodeling.
Yeah, but if you get if you like bring a child into this world, you have to wait a while before it can actually, you know, do stuff.
Like anyone that wants
laugh.
To, why would you want to go viral?
There is nothing worse than being well known and or famous and being poor.
Right.
Like like
being famous already enough would suck. That sounds terrible.
Awful. Yeah.
For example,
horrendous.
We were at Disneyland and Sylvia saw Nicole Richie. Mm-hmm. And she
Nicole Richie thought,
I should approach her while she's there with her
family. No. That was my friend who said, like, let's go take a picture.
Let's go take a picture.
And I go, no, because she's with her family and she's at Disneyland. And I don't want to be, like, that person. And
only you stepping
out.
In as the voice of reason. Stop that, though. Otherwise, Nicole Richie, who hasn't been...
relevant.
In how long? A decade?
Or more?
Is going to get harassed by some 35-year-old chick dressed as Vampirina and her friend... I mean, that's just
dresses Vampirina.
And then
you gotta look like
make it even creepier. While Sylvia was intervening in the meeting of Sophia Richie or whatever her name is,
Nicole Richie.
I think she's got a sister named Sophia
Richie.
All
right. Yeah,
who's
Scott
actually
Disick
more
is,
famous now?
Yeah. Is she?
But right. Sylvia started taking creeper photos.
I took one picture.
Sylvia from behind. Like,
there is nothing
just
worse
one.
Than fame. Fame is awful. The only thing that makes fame worthwhile
is the money. You know what's better than being famous? Being rich and anonymous.
Nobody knowing.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would never know. But yeah, I'm sure it's good for other people.
We dream.
Yeah.
Dream about that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so we want to know, seriously, what's the biggest scandal going on in the studio right now? I know it's probably not a lot of exciting things, but it's definitely a scandal, so make it exciting. I mean... Mahoney forgot to take the tag off of his Tommy Bahama. I don't know, something. What's going on?
Message deleted.
Now, there is something far more serious than that. It is Sylvia's aggressive nature towards her coworkers. Just this morning, she gently felt Mahoney's inner thigh.
Feel his inner thigh.
You didn't?
My finger, like, poked him.
Your finger poked him.
Yeah,
just
his
like
thigh, because I didn't know he was that close.
About 10 days ago, you accidentally... grabbed a whole handful of his breast.
That was a mistake. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
She
felt it.
She felt the whole thing and like kind of gave
it
a
handful.
Honk.
Sylvia, I am not just a piece of meat. I have feelings. I have feelings.
But if you were a piece of meat, what type of piece of meat would you be?
Probably a hot dog. Just
a hot dog.
X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Have you ever been stuck in a huge storm before? And am I the only one that finds it kind of fun?
No, they're awful. Like, what are you talking about?
How bad of a storm? Like a snowstorm or?
Snowstorms, tornadoes, rainstorms, lightning storms.
Yes.
All
thrilling.
No.
Yes.
Nature trying to destroy things. Not awesome.
It's not nature trying to destroy things.
Really?
It's not like nature's mad at you.
Sure it is.
Don't make this about you,
You don't know what I did to nature?
What'd you do to nature?
Don't ask.
Oh, my goodness.
I spent some time out in the woods.
Oh.
Like, did you poop? All right. Blow the whole neighborhood over. No, I actually like natural disasters to a degree. I just find them to be exciting.
Maybe if you're not involved in them.
You like tropical storms where you can board up and drink. Like, not real natural disasters.
That's that's a real natural disaster.
No, like a level 5 hurricane is a natural disaster.
Yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure you don't want to be like... caught in a hurricane.
A tropical storm.
I've been in plenty of blizzards, lots of tornadoes when I was growing up as a kid with the sirens
awful.
Going off.
It's horrifying.
You're just a little bitch.
No, I'm like not. It's you are a deranged individual if you love having to deal with those
I just
sorts
like
of
bad weather. I like it when there's big thunderstorms outside.
Well, when there's thunderstorms outside here, then like that's great. I can't.
What are you doing? All right.
Going in and out.
Okay.
South Carolina is bracing right now for Hurricane Florence.
Yep.
It's barreling towards the coast. Category 4 storm currently, which is significant. So schools are closed in much of the area, and they're saying that a mandatory evacuation, meaning that the government is suggesting that you immediately leave, is necessary. But you don't actually have to leave.
Okay.
But when the government says, hey, you should probably go,
that means, hey, also all of the emergency personnel, with the very small exception of a few people, are also going to leave.
Yeah.
So if you don't leave and then you call 911 because you need help, we are not necessarily going to have somebody that we can send.
Yeah.
And if you've been a part of one of those evacuations, like they take the entire interstate and turn it around. So all 4 lanes going out are going out. And then all 4 lanes that normally go in are also going out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But you would want to be in there, like going through all that.
No, no, no. I prefer to be like an hour and a half inland.
Okay.
And pretend like it's a disaster that's impending, and really it's not.
No, he wants a reason to skip work and drink all day.
Doesn't everyone want that? Like, every 4 years, I get excited that the World Cup comes around, even though I don't care about soccer. It's because I'm rooting for the United States.
Except for they weren't even in it this last year.
Well, I know, but I'm rooting for our allies.
You can't even name a team that was in
France.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Good job.
So Julie Chen, who's a famous TV host, right? She's the host on Big Brother and The Talk and everything else. She's also married to former CBS CEO Les Moonves. And this is pretty awkward for her on a lot of different levels. But also for The Talk, which is a show that she came up with and hosts and everything else. Season premiere is here, and she's saying that she does not plan on being on the program because of it not being a good time to have a talk. About what you need to have a talk about.
Oh.
Her husband being accused of a lot of misdeeds of the sexual nature has resigned from CBS. There's 2 independent law firms that are looking into the allegations that have been made against Les Moonves, and whether or not they're able to find any proof of what happened or not determines whether or not he's going to get that $100 million golden parachute that he was promised. There's been a lot going back and forth between the Redstones and Les Moonves on who is going to control this CBS Viacom super entity that looks like it could be created again.
One corporate blob versus another corporate blob doesn't really mean much to people like us. But at the same time, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars here.
I feel really bad for Julie Chen because all she did is be married to the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Well, and she's caught up in it because she's a public figure and she's very, in a way, married to the network as well. So it's a tricky situation. Can you imagine being in a relationship like this? This couple has been married nearly 81 years ago.
Wait, they've been married for 81 years?
Yeah. There is.
How old would you get married when you were 1?
No. No, the guy is 108 and his wife is 100.
Ooh.
They are 208 years old combined.
Robbing the cradle.
Cradle robber.
Look at you. She's only 100.
Wait,
huh?
He's 108 and she's 101?
No, 100.
She's 100. Oh, he's 108.
Okay.
You trying to correct me on my math?
Say somebody's math.
You son of a bitch.
Not adding up.
Calling you out.
But good for them. 81 years ago. Couple has 5 daughters ranging in, just kids, from 77 to 66.
Youngins.
13 grandchildren, and their 25th great-grandchild is expected sometime this month.
25 great... Like, do you even learn their names at that point when you got 25? If you got 13 grandchildren and 25 great-grandchildren, I'm sorry, take a number.
Yeah.
Get one of those little deli dispensers.
Like, at that point, you just start naming them numbers.
You're like, blue shirt, come over here. Here's $20. Is it your birthday? It will be. Get out of here.
23. Get over here.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tipsy or toddler?
Donnie is joining us this morning. It's a simple game, Donnie. We have 5 different things that were said by either somebody that's had too much to drink or a toddler. And anyone with a toddler, myself included, knows that toddlers not only talk a lot like people who've had too much to drink, they also just generally act like people who have had too much to drink. They'll fall over, they'll knock things off tables, they'll curse you out, they'll throw fits. It's a lot like Mahoney after he's had, 3 or 4 shots of something.
3 Bartles and James wine coolers, Dave.
Ooh, that's good.
Donnie, how about your experience? Do you have experience with people that have maybe had a little too much to drink?
Absolutely. I was in the military for a few years, and we definitely did our share of drinking. And I also have a 3-year-old, so...
Well, thank you for your service in both ways. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
All right, here we go. 5 clips for you today. You get 3 or more correct, and you are going to be our winner. We are just going to have them read to you originally. You're going to make your guess, and then we'll actually play the audio back, determining whether or not you get a point. Mahoney, take it away with number 1.
If you're remembering about this, just see the certificate of achievement for the given day and the year. Sorry if I'm really clinching right now because I have the hiccups. If you love this, Dominoes to the Mominoes. Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's my favorite thing.
I'm going to go with a tipsy person.
Tipsy is...
incorrect. I'm sorry. I would have guessed the same thing. What toddler says Dominoes to the Mominoes?
That's what I was thinking by the vocabulary.
Certificate of achievement. All right, let's listen.
If you are remembering about this, just see this certificate of achievement for given on the day and the year. Sorry if I'm really glitching right now because I really have the hiccups. If you love this, Dominoes to the Mominoes.
I want to hang out with that toddler, man. That kid is cool.
So do I.
Dominoes to the Mominoes. Dominoes
the way that they said it.
Hello, Dominoes. You have your new tagline
for Mother's Day coming up.
Yeah, Dominoes to the Mominoes.
I actually don't know when Mother's Day is, but I'm sure it's coming up at some point.
Well,
it is definitely coming up. Not anytime soon, because we just passed it not that long ago. But that's a great thing, is that you can always say it's coming up, because unless it, you know, is the day of, it is coming up. All right, here we go. On to number 2, Sylvie. Take it away.
I saw a dog like this, and it came, and it came, and it jumped over the road closer than he like bite. But other people, that's what him was talking about. There's nothing else left.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler is.
Correct. Well done, Donnie. On the board with 1, let's have a listen.
I saw a dog like this, and then it came and it jumped over the roller coaster, and then he wanted to bite other people. That's what he was talking about. There's nothing else left.
On the board with 1, 2 more correct. You are going to be our winner today. Here we go to clip number 3. Ben Keep Patula Q-Tube Cucumber. This gun on Q-Tube.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go toddler again.
Toddler is.
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
That is a very, very drunk person.
Let's have a listen. This is, I think they were talking about YouTube instead of Q-Tube.
Okay.
But let's have a listen.
Q-tube,
cucumber, this going to be on Q-tube.
Or is that some like really bootleg YouTube that some guy's trying
Q-tube?
To launch off?
Q-tube.
All right, 2 more to go. You must get these next 2 correct in order to be our winner today. Best of luck.
Did you ever realize probably is a hard word and probably in not an easy word says what news?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Donnie?
Toddler.
Donnie.
Are you sure, Donnie?
The way that Mahoney read it.
You're positive,
are
Donnie.
Are you positive? Because that's incorrect.
I'm positive that it's a tipsy.
That's right.
There you go.
Wow. How did you get that? Wow.
Really, really
very
good
nice.
Job. Yeah, you're really good at this game.
Let's have a listen.
Did you ever realize that probably is a hard word? And probably is not an easy word to say. Say what?
All right.
That lady.
5th and final one, Donnie. We are obviously rooting for you. If you get this next one correct, you are going to be our winner, but you got to get it right. Sylvia, whenever you're ready.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K? What's that? Not car felt good.
Is that a gypsy person or is that a toddler?
For the win.
Gypsy person.
Gypsy
person is correct. Oh, yes. Oh, no. Mother's
gonna ever keep you down. Thanks, guys. Oh, no. Let's take a listen.
Let's have a listen.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. What's that? Yeah,
I
feel good.
No idea what he's talking about, but Donnie, you win. Congratulations to you, man. Thank you for playing.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
All right, this will probably make you feel at least a little bit better about your life. You're not featured in today's Redneck Report, are you? A Florida man had himself a party boat. And who doesn't want a party boat, right? You live in Florida, having a party boat?
Yeah.
At least it seems like a good time.
Sounds awesome.
Well, this was actually, the boat was called No Rules 2. It's infamous on social media because it has a bunch of wild parties. In fact, this boat is a bit of a legend. 911 has been called over 50 times in the past few years to report fighting on the boat, drugs on the boat, loud music, and everything else that you expect on a party boat called No Rules 2 just outside of Florida.
It docks in a predominantly retired neighborhood, which is why you would think that there are so many phone calls coming in on this particular party boat.
Well, the boat owner, his name is Seth. He was given a hand-delivered letter to immediately cease operations, but that didn't stop Seth. No. He kept partying going. And so eventually, the Coast Guard showed up, and they raided the boat. And when they were raiding the boat, it began discharging sewage waste that sprayed all over them. Seth was at the controls, and now he faces federal charges for operating in a legal charter.
I thought, you know what,
the answer to this is to spray the Coast Guard with a bunch of poop, because that's going to go over well.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
I feel like if you were in the Coast Guard, and once you evacuate everybody off of the No Rules 2, is it T-O-O or is it the number 2?
It's actually the Roman numeral 2.
That's extra fancy.
What happened to No Rules 1?
I know. I feel like the Coast Guard should be it should be within their rights to sink that boat.
Just sink it.
If you're going to if you're gonna shoot waste on me, nah. I get to use my 50 cal and sink that son of a bitch.
A Florida woman claims that, guys, it's not her fault that there was cocaine in her purse. The wind must have blew it in there.
Dastardly wind.
Kenesha Posey was one of two passengers in a car stopped by police. After smelling marijuana, officers searched the car and found cocaine and marijuana in separate bags. And the drugs were found in this woman's purse. When asked about the drugs, the woman said, "It's a windy day. Must have just flown through the window and into my purse." They shockingly didn't buy that.
What?
And arrested her for cocaine possession.
Dave, they don't call it blow for a reason. See?
That's where it got its name.
I rest my case before the court.
Wow.
What if that really happened? Let's think about what if that actually did happen.
How unfortunate.
I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden drugs magically blow into my purse.
Your pocket.
Like that is one step further than, oh no, I'm just holding it for a friend.
Yeah.
It's no, it blew directly into my purse.
I feel like holding it for a friend is a more legitimate excuse.
It is. Barely, but it is.
All right.
State troopers stopped a car on Thursday, noticed a 3-year-old girl not properly secured in the back seat. Little girl, while she was fidgeting around in the back seat while the police officers were talking to the driver and the passenger. This is so awesome. Reached under the front seat and pulled out the hidden weed and handed it to the cop. Bad girl.
No, this kid knew what she was doing.
She opened it, held it up to the trooper so he could see the contents inside. Marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
Oh, you're not gonna get me that awesome bounce house birthday party for my third birthday?
Really? How about that?
Oh, and you're not gonna actually strap me in the back seat.
Really? How about that?
How about this, parents? I love that kid.
This kid's awesome. The driver of the vehicle as well as the passenger were arrested, and the child was handed over to relatives after being taken into Child Protective Services. But good thing that got handled sooner rather than later after anything really bad happened.
Totally.
And finally, oh boy, this is messy. You thought the guy spraying poo on the Coast Guard was bad.
Yeah.
How about this? A 56-year-old by the name of Bertha. Which, by the way, is there any young people? Has that name circled back around?
No.
It's just older folk,
it's not
right?
Even the hipsters haven't co-opted the name Bertha.
No one wants to reclaim Bertha.
It always reminds me of, like, trucks.
Yeah, like Big Bertha.
Big Bertha.
Yeah. 56-year-old Bertha showed up Thursday at a 70-year-old guy's house in Farmsville, California. The woman had a bizarre request for the man. She wanted him to give her $5,000 to fund a trip to Mexico for an exorcism.
Oh, okay.
Wanted somebody to exorcise the demons. Well, when the man told the woman he wasn't going to hand over the money, she grew angry. And she got so angry that she shattered the windows at his house and pulled out his colostomy bag. She then attempted to strike the man with an iron and struck him on his hands and feet. He called the cops.
With an
she
iron?
Got arrested, yeah.
Like
I'm guessing like
a golf club? Because, like, I mean, there is a big Pertha golf club.
A big Pertha golf club. Where do you think it got its name? Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tell us about your fanboy or your fangirl moment. Maybe you met somebody that you really looked up to. Maybe it went well. Maybe you look back on it, you go, oh man, I nailed that. Or perhaps you really embarrassed
yourself.
Still
cringe at their memory.
Yeah.
Like MJ, who works here at the radio station, said, I met Andre 5000 when I first moved to town, and I rolled up to him and said, you look cooler than a polar bear's toenails. And it did not sound cool coming out of my mouth.
that's a word salad
to
try to get out real quick, especially if somebody's pretty cool like Andre 5000.
Yeah. That's tough. Nick on Twitter said, sent a round of shots over to a table where Pantera was.
Hell yeah.
And did the across the room cheers. Well, moments later, Vinnie Paul walked up to my table with a shot and said, thanks, brother. I reached out, grabbed the shot out of his hand and did it. And he said, that one was mine. He thought he was returning the favor.
Oh, Vinny.
Oh, man. Oh. That's... Cody joining us this morning. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What happened to you?
I was working downtown, and actually, I'm a big fan of UFC, and I actually had Rampage Jackson come walking through our casino. And I don't think he was trying to be noticed by anybody, but I walked up to him to notice him, and I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And he was like, no.
No.
Just straight up.
So I had, and basically by the time he had said no, I already had my phone up in the air and I snapped a picture already, and he was just so mad. And by that moment, like, a whole bunch of people ran up and they were like, he was like, this is why. And he looked at my name tag and he's like, Cody.
Oh, he called you out. Dang it.
Yeah, and I was super embarrassed. I was like, I don't like you.
Nailed it.
Yeah, well, dude,
nailed
it. Yeah,
was he at least looking at the camera when he took the picture, or was it one of those blurry?
He looked right at my hand, and I had the picture still.
My man.
I'm in my bright yellow security outfit.
At work, on the job. All right, man. Appreciate the call today.
Rampage probably would take that picture today if I'd wager to take a guess.
Yeah.
I don't think quite in demand as it used to be.
Stephanie said, I met Linkin Park at a meet and greet they were holding at a club. We waited hours in order to get wristbands. By the time that we met them, I forgot how to talk.
Oh, no.
Yep.
And my boyfriend at the time had to nudge me. Hopefully I can redeem myself in October when Mike Shinoda comes to town. Ethan said, walked up to Pat, the drummer from Weezer. Couldn't talk, just smiled and pointed. He was nice enough to wave and say hi.
Just complete deer in the headlight moments.
Have you guys ever met anyone and just had like that, you're become mute?
Not really forget how to talk? Much, but yeah, I mean, definitely times where I've been a little bit less than smooth in situations.
Super starstruck. Like, yeah.
It's for me, it's stars of a generation past, like who I grew up with. When we had Mike Tyson in studio a few years ago, like that was, you know, Tyson.
We're both fanboys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the greatest heavyweight boxer when we were growing up. And like, like a guy who's bigger than life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we met him, I was just, I could barely put together a sentence.
When I first got into radio, the first person that I was ever starstruck by was Bob Saget. Because I watched Full House religiously as a kid. And
now you're right. He's right in front of you.
He came into the studio, and I'm just like, dibba, 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 dibba. And at the time, it was the whole joke about like the countdown clock for Mary-Kate and Ashley, which,
what an awful
in hindsight,
time.
How creepy.
Super really creepy.
Super creepy. And then I'm like, hey, what do you think about the countdown clock? And he's just like, not cool. I'm like, I apologize for bringing that up. My childhood hero. Have I embarrassed myself? And he left. And that was it.
I mean, he still talks.
Yeah, no, he still talks to us now from time to time.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Ariana joining us this morning. You met Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance?
Yes, I did. And by the way, I've been married to Gerard Way since I was like 13 years old, so this is a big deal to me. And I like snuck into your guys' extreme thing, snuck backstage, and there he was, Gerard Way. I met my hero. Love
you,
my life.
Wait, you you said you've been married to him since you were 13. He does not know this, no?
Well, of course not. When we met, he was like, oh, hey. And I was like, hey, yeah, remember me, your wife?
How did he respond to that?
Dude, I was like, kidding, dude. Like, he was chill. He was super cool. It was just, you know, you met the love of your life from when you were 13.
Did you steal a kiss or like a hug?
Oh, my God, the best hug ever. Like, I hugged him like 8 times. It was a little creepy.
A little creepy?
Doesn't sound like it at all.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Maybe you've always had somebody that you wanted to meet, and when you finally did meet them, you totally blew it. Or maybe it was a great experience. Or maybe it was something that you not even always wanted to meet. You just ran into them, and things went exceptionally well. This one from Andy on Facebook, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. He said, a handful of years ago, a friend and I were at a nightclub, and it was to see a concert. I noticed Dana White, the UFC president, walk into the VIP section. I was the only one to notice him from the crowd and said hi to him. He said hello in return. About 30 minutes later, he invites me and my friend, to our surprise, into his VIP section and told us to enjoy ourselves and have a great time. I was definitely in shock that this was actually happening. One of the best nights and best fanboy memories I've ever made. Thanks again, Dana. And posted a picture with him and his friend and Dana White.
That's nice.
It's even cooler when he's buying all the booze.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dana, for buying that $600 bottle of vodka that I could not afford.
That $650 bottle of $5 Sky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
The nightclub's actually probably just getting for free anyway.
This one is kind of surprising. Eric said a couple of months ago, I saw Mark McGrath.
From Sugar Ray?
And I said, I love you, Mark. And he gave me a smile. And I love you back. Really nice dude.
Of course he's going to be nice.
I did shots of Jägermeister with him like 10, 12 years ago.
Really?
We were at the Palms Casino, and we were at like the ghost bar that they had on the like the top.
Sure,
room.
Yeah.
And we were there for some sort of event, and it was me and a buddy, and for whatever reason, nobody cared, because, I mean, it was Mark McGrath, and we were like, hey, you want to... Nobody was talking to him, and he looked like somebody...
Kind of lonely.
Yeah, like, you want to do some shots of Jägermeister? And he was, sure enough... And we did some shots of Jägermeister, and then I later got kicked out of that particular establishment.
That's generally how it goes when Mahoney drinks Jägermeister. Randall joining us this morning. What's up, Randall?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, so, this was about 92. I was backstage at this television show, and Mariah Carey was there. Oof. And I had a huge crush on her back then. So she agreed to take a picture with me, but we weren't supposed to be taking pictures. So as I have my arm around her, the stage manager's like, hey, everybody, no pictures. So the picture gets snapped as I've already got my arm off of her, and I'm middle making this really goofy face, and she's giving me this look like, what is up with this guy's face? And that's, like, immortalized forever. So stuck with that.
Mariah Carey, 1992 to, like, 1999, maybe one of the hottest people on the planet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what a damn shame she was married to Tommy Mottola during that time, right?
What a weird group of guys that she's bounced around to, from Tommy Mottola to Nick Cannon to that James Packer guy. Just so strange. But at least you have an awkward picture to keep framed forever.
Exactly. I can say I was in the same room.
Thanks for the call, man. Christine said, I am a huge Taylor Swift fan. Finally got to meet her. And Taylor Swift actually does a lot of meet and greets. And
for a star of her caliber. I mean, she's like a
huge star. And
whether you like country or pop or whatever, she's one of the biggest touring acts in the country, if not the world, making, you know, like $100 million
always at the top of all of those lists. Well, my wife got to meet her, and, you know, that was fine. Like, she always takes pictures and, you know, pretty personable, according to what my wife said, like just very nice and and everything else. Candace said, I got to meet Taylor Swift. And I got so nervous during the meet and greet that I farted.
She did a nervous fart?
And there was only 3 of us in the room, definitely knew it was me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Biggest fanboy or fangirl moment that you've ever had. Maybe you totally blew that moment, or maybe it was awesome. Love to hear about him today. This one, I saw Aaron Goodwin from Ghost Adventures at Target. I don't know.
He's one of the investigators on that show.
Okay.
I think he's the one that he's like a bald guy. He's like, oh my god, anytime like there's
all
like a little
sound.
All
those shows are just so awful and poorly produced.
No, I know.
Like here's like the infrared shaky cam, and oh, this house was haunted 38 years ago, and you're just moving the camera, man.
The rest of the story goes, I accidentally grabbed his arm because I was in shock. I kept telling him I loved him, and it was awesome to meet him. He said, it's so awesome to meet you, too. I think he thought I was a mess.
That sort of stuff happens to me all the time. I'm out Target, you know, mm-hmm. get noticed by
grab your arm.
You know, they circle around, especially when I'm like in the male hygiene aisle. Mm-hmm. They want to see what I'm using, you know.
Want to see what you're using?
Yeah, it's Old Spice.
Oh.
Wolf Thorn. I'm thinking that's the scent that I have.
Okay.
All right, man.
No.
Gabriella is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, so I was working at one of the casinos. I no longer work there, but I had an awesome time. I was a butler, and my boss sent me into a room, and I knew we always had celebrities, but and they didn't really face me at all. But I walk into this room, and I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to introduce myself. Well, I look up, and it's 50 and his entourage.
Like 50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent.
Okay.
So, and I'm just like, oh, shit, okay. So I go, hey, I'm trying to be super professional. Well, I turn in thug all of a sudden. So I lean over as I'm on a turntable, keep moving my hands, introducing myself. Hey, I'm Gabriella. I'm here to help you. Whatever you need, just let me know. And then I put my hand up to my ear and go, if you need me, call me. And I really do the signal with my hand. And he looks at me and he goes, he does the same movement back as if he's DJing now. And he goes, okay, so let me get this straight. You're Gabriella, you're my butler, and you want me to call you. And he puts his hand up to his ear. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on here. And he was laughing. I started laughing because it caught me so off guard. And then after that, I took care of him for about 5 days. So it was the second time I walked into the room after that, I was kind of like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. But he turned out to be a super cool dude.
How was he as a tipper? Was he a good tipper?
He was not very good.
Oh, no,
sadly. Mayweather was always great because that's when they were still friends. And I can tell you, well, I'll tell you one more story just because I have you on the line. I went into a room with Rick Ross, and, you know, they were ordering chicken wings. And he goes, hey, can you give me some of that hot sauce? And I said, yeah, of course I can give you some of the hot sauce. So I go back outside and I'm like, oh, my God, guys, I got Rick Ross in here. And you know how he always raps about it. I spent $1 million on a car. Well, I go back in the room. He looks around for his boys and go, hey, does anyone have any cash? They scramble up $6 in one and give it to me. And I'm just like, dude, you got to change the lyrics because you're not all that.
I like that you're the hip-hop butler, though, Gabriella. Yeah, I appreciate you calling today.
They always say, hey, that's your crew. And I'm like, how is that my crew? I mean, I love hip-hop, but you just mix well with them. I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
All right. Thanks for the call today. I appreciate you.
I thought 50 Cent would have been a good tipper. That really surprises me.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Juan joining us this morning. What's up, Juan?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
So I'm at Walmart on Rainbow and Spring Mountain, and I was just doing some late night shopping. And, you know, I see this guy that's in front of me. He's got some crazy hair, some capri pants. And I was like, what the heck? So then I was, figured, I mean, this guy looks exactly like Carrot Top, but I didn't want to look dumb and I didn't want to be embarrassed. So I said, hey, guy, did anybody ever tell you, you look like Scott Thompson? And he's like, oh, really? What's your name? Juan. Hi, I'm Scott Thompson. And funny part is that I'm a big fan of him, and I just embarrassed myself.
Oh, boy. Aww. That happens.
Carrot Top's real name is Scott Thompson.
Scott Thompson, yeah.
How did you know that? Like, just all, are you that big of a fan of Carrot Top?
No, I actually had to Google the name. I was like, Carrot Top's real name.
Right on.
Like, if he's like the buffest ginger you've ever seen in your entire
that's
life.
That's real Carrot Top.
That's so
definitely
funny.
The real
99% chance that's Carrot Top.
Thanks for the call today. Yeah. This one on the Centennial Toyota text line. This was back in the early 80s. My mom, brother, and I were at Disneyland. We were having lunch in the Blue Bayou. Apparently, they closed the restaurant, and there were only like three families in there. And all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger comes through and starts greeting everyone.
Wow.
Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger is still a big deal today. Yeah. Back in the 80s.
The biggest.
Oh, man.
An enormous movie star. He came to our table, and the first words out of my mouth is, "Do you know who you are?" My brother facepalmed and laughed, and he said yes, then asked our names, shook our hands, ended up being a really cool guy.
Oh, that's sweet.
Do you know who you are?
And one final one here. John said, I was driving down the road, and it was one of those local skate shops that was doing an appearance with Tony Hawk.
Oh,
I was a huge Tony Hawk fan at the time, and I was slowly driving down the road, and I honked my horn to get his attention. I was waving out the window, going, "Tony, I love you!" And I promptly crashed into the car in front of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Good news is, though, Tony Hawk came over to check if I was okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
Everyone was fine.
Oh, good.
How embarrassing, though. Like, the person that you love, and then to get into a car accident right in front of them.
Do you take a picture with him?
Anytime somebody has to come over and check if you're okay, you're like, I've embarrassed myself, haven't I? Oh, boy.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to get a new TV, but I don't know what to do with my old one. I don't want to just, like, throw it away. Honestly, I just don't want to move it. That's why I haven't moved moved house in, like, 10 years. I'm just too lazy.
Message deleted.
Nobody likes moving, man. Mm-mm. No one blames you for that. TVs at this point, unless you have like one of the old school grandparent TVs that had
the wood casing.
Yeah, that were like made out of
1,000 pounds that you would run into the house and like hit your shin on and you'd be in the worst pain of all time.
But conversely, you could straight up chuck a Nintendo controller directly at the screen and it would bounce back.
How many times in your youth did you throw a controller at your TV screen?
I mean, to their credit, those screens and the controllers were virtually indestructible.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And now you sneeze on a big screen, flat screen TV.
And it blows out both the television and the wall behind it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I got to play Evil Dead, the musical. I got to play Ash, Evil Dead, the musical for a couple of years. It was the coolest experience ever. I love Bruce Campbell's stuff and the character and everything. And one day we got to meet Bruce Campbell at his last fan standing thing, and we performed there for him for free so we could have a meet and greet with him afterwards. But when it came time to do afterwards stuff, he was like, "Nah, man, I'm tired." And we got a couple pictures, but he was out of focus. We said, "Can we retake the pictures?" And his quote was, "Nah, man, nah. Life's full of disappointments." And just walked off. Never meet your heroes, man.
Message deleted.
Oh, man. See, that's what really stinks. If it's somebody that you randomly run into while you're just walking around at the mall or at Disneyland or wherever, that's one thing, but if it's like you went out of your way and did a special performance for a guy because you love him so much and then he's a total wanker.
No, Bruce Campbell, in my opinion, the best B-movie actor of all time. If you've never seen the Evil Dead series.
Are you Googling Bruce Campbell right now? Yeah. Because I would need to as well.
There's a Showtime show, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, that he's starring on as well. It's a very like cult-like series and movie series as well. And that is 100% in that guy's personality to say, life is full of disappointments. I love that so much. I would. That is so much more interesting than let me just take a picture. I hate taking pictures. Even when we have celebrities or comedians or whoever we have in the studio, I hate taking pictures with them because they feel so forced and unnatural. Whereas if you have an experience where he says something like that, that's something you will remember forever. You're not going to remember some random photo that you took. That is a story that you told well and you will remember forever.
Bruce Campbell could walk into this room right now and slap me in the face and I'd have no idea who he is.
That's because you have no culture, Dave.
Oh, I have no
culture?
That's why.
Because you've never seen, you know, like I said, this was probably the biggest cult classic movie of the 80s and early 90s, man. Bruce Campbell is a national treasure. And he was in all the Spider-Man movies as well when Sam Raimi was directing those.
His Twitter handle is @GroovyBruce.
Yes. This dude is awesome.
No, he is nothing groovy about that story.
You don't know anything about him. If you knew something, and the guy who called in, too, should know better. Shame on you for trying to shame.
How dare you shame him?
I'm shaming him for trying to shame Bruce Campbell.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Just curious who you think might win in a horse race between Sarah Jessica Parker and Penelope Cruz.
Message deleted.
Come on.
Penelope Cruz.
You know Sarah Jessica Parker would win.
Is he saying that Penelope Cruz has like a horse face?
Does she? Is that
I don't
a thing?
Think so. Penelope Cruz is a beautiful woman.
That's right.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker is definitely a thoroughbred. There is no way you're beating her in a horse
that's
race.
That's such an old beat. You know, you're beating a dead horse. Stop that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So a new study says that divorce can be contagious.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Like if your buddy gets a divorce, you're like, hmm.
Same thing with girls, too. It's like you see your friend who's been probably in an unhappy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she is having the time of her life with all of your other mutual single friends. And you're like, well, that looks pretty good.
And then they're telling their friends all about all the wild nights that they're having, the amazing, passionate, sensual evenings that are taking place. And then, you know, you're like, well, okay then. If you're in an unhappy relationship and you see one of your friends who, like you said, gets out, they're like, well, if they can do it, then I can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've seen that happen so many times is one friend gets a divorce and then like two or three follow within the next couple months.
And then generally the two or three that followed end up crawling back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, then they were generally unhappy in the relationship or they just like seeing what their buddy was doing or their girlfriend was doing?
A little combination of both, probably.
Oh, okay.
I think people who are generally unhappy in the relationship, you know, they need to, like, sometimes you see, like, how unhappy you are in a relationship and then you go out and you start dating again. And then you realize that, oh, wait, yes, that sucks. But this being single and dating sucks even more.
It's like you just have this revelation. You're like, wait a minute. Being single seems like it's a good thing, and really, it's the worst ever.
I can't imagine.
I'm in my 30s, and I'm trying to date again, and I have no idea how to do this.
Tinder, Bumble, which one do I do?
I can't imagine. Like, I would be so inept if my fiance left me. Like having to go back to that world where you're like going out every night.
There are some people that are good at dating, and you're the same way as I am, Mahoney. Like, we're not good at that.
No. We are guys who are very, you know, like I understand that I am hard to get along with. And that's why I have very few good friends. Yeah. But my good friends that I have, they're really good friends because they've accepted me. They know who I am. Same thing with the
women in your life.
Yes,
you know, like there's not a lot that have been fully accepting, which is why you ended up with your fiance. Mm-hmm. And thank God it ended up being her because, you know, she has come to terms with the fact that you are underperforming and underdelivering. And that's okay, you know?
I set the bar low.
Right.
But
and she's like, okay.
She's like, all right.
No, but it's a two-way street. Sometimes, yes, you know, there will be days where I might not shower for an entire weekend, and I might just order Postmates 10 different times over that course of that weekend, and I'm very sloth-like. Yeah. But on the other end of things, you know, I support her and I love her and I do everything that like a good partner should do. But she has her things too. Like she goes to bed at like 7:30, 8 o'clock every single night.
Most people wouldn't be able to deal with that.
And since I love to sleep, there's nothing more than I love sleeping. I'm like, let's do it. Let's go to dinner at 3 o'clock and then let's be in bed tonight by 7:30.
That just sounds
like that
awesome.
Sounds. There's nothing sexier than like that. That's like that.
That is the instead of a girl leaning over and being like, I'm so ready for you.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm ready to sleep. You're like, take me away, baby.
Take my body.
Me away. Will you also tuck me in, please? I like that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
When you think about a laundromat, you think, okay, well, people are in there and they're probably pretty bored. They've probably gone through all their social media or checked their email or text messages or made their phone calls or whatever they're going to do. They're just sitting around kind of doing nothing, right?
Maybe playing Miss Pac-Man because there's always a Miss Pac-Man.
For whatever reason, in a random laundromat, you're like, that's where Miss Pac-Man machines go to die, I guess. but generally, we found they're pretty open to conversation. Mm-hmm. Ian goes out to laundromats and talks with people as they're sitting there waiting for their laundry to be done. Well, he's found one particular bar-laundromat combination that's in a little dicier part of town, and he's developed some friendships over there. but we're never short on characters at this particular establishment. There's always somebody that seems to have a story that's over the top, and that is certainly the case today.
Yes, it is. Now, I was just hanging out there yesterday. It was a nice day. I just wanted to hang out, and I encountered this really skinny woman who was just coming in to get a cup of water.
Okay.
I don't know if she was hanging out in the area, because there are some seedier places.
Are you thinking
around.
That maybe she could have been a working girl, perhaps?
You know what? Oh. Yeah, I was trying to put it nicely. I think she was an escort.
I see.
I think she was an escort wearing very little clothes. She had really bad tattoos just covering her entire chest.
Oh, good.
None on the arms or anything. She just opted for all the tattoos
just
on her chest.
Okay, interesting.
Very strange, but I took it upon myself to approach her, and she was very open about her dirty laundry, and she was actually on the news not too long ago.
Oh, really? For something good? Did she accomplish something, or is that what we're going to find out in this clip?
We're going to find out in the clip.
Let's have a listen.
Did.
Dirty laundry.
All right, so I'm outside the bar laundromat. I've met yet another friend. How are you?
I'm good.
The segment's called Dirty Laundry. I want to know something that you've never told anybody before. Something crazy. I don't know your name.
Well, one day there was a news reporting of a woman that was a naked lady. And she was trying to take a guy's car. Well, the naked lady was me. Down to the no shoes, socks, and none of that. I was mad at my boyfriend. I had just got out of jail. And we went to the park. I freaking laid on the grass, and my dress had all kind of grass on the back of it. And I was kind of mad, so I was like, I need some clothes. And I asked him to help me go get some clothes. He ended up calling all these females and made me mad, so I just stripped everything off and went out in the middle of the street. And I was like, I'm going to take your car, or you're giving me a ride.
What were you in jail for prior to that?
I broke out of city jail. It's on my record. Google it.
Are you guys still together?
No.
Oh, that's a
that
shame.
That was the last day for us.
And have you stayed out of trouble since then?
I've been doing my best.
Don't lie to me. When was the last time you got arrested?
About a month ago.
For what?
You
can tell me. It's fine.
I think it was for 2 counts of battery, beating up the security on Fremont.
Oh, wait. This is the cops coming to get you right now. All right. Well, one more thing. So, all right. You got naked. You got just completely. Are you used to being naked in public?
I mean, I'm confident about my body, but you know, I'm not used to being naked like that. I was done. I went back to the beginning.
And then one more thing. What kind of car was he driving that you were trying to steal?
It was a Mustang, all black. It was really nice. It was clean, brand new looking.
I'd get naked for one of those too. High five.
All right.
You go, girl. Dude, that was so cool.
That worked.
That was so cool. So my name's Ian.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, new study out says that millennials are really bad at saving their money when it comes to retirement. That's not a huge surprise. Mm-hmm. Only about a third, 34% of millennials, are saving anything at all for retirement, according to the National Institute for Retirement Security. In fact, millennials spend more money on coffee than they do preparing for retirement. Sylvia, how you doing on your retirement savings there? Okay.
But I don't buy a coffee.
Do you contribute to everything's like a 401k, or do you have a savings account?
I have a savings account.
Yeah.
You don't have a 401k?
Mm-mm.
Do you have a Roth? You know what a Roth is?
No, I don't. I don't have an
IRA?
Nah.
You know our company matches like 2.5% or 3% of our 401k.
Oh, then do I?
You may want to look into that, because that's free
it's
money.
Free money. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Free money.
I'll go talk to HR. I got to talk to HR anyway.
Okay, good.
Ian,
how you doing,
everybody? You're on the younger end of the millennial age gap, slightly younger than Sylvia. Are you saving for retirement?
How about this? How about we take a poll? How much do you guys think I have in savings? We'll play high or low. Why are you laughing?
Does this include? Are we factoring in like your student loan debt and
no,
stuff?
No, don't factor in
just
any
in
of that.
Your just current bank
just
account.
In my current, because I have a checking and a savings account.
Okay, high or low?
Yeah,
I'm going to go.
Let's see who's closer.
$800.
$800 from Dave. Mahoney, how much
I will
think?
Go $1,600.
$1,600. Sylvia.
I'll do $750.
$750. Sylvia is the closest. I have exactly $0.
Ah,
I say,
what?
Rats. I have zero. You guys are. You guys knew that. Come on. Yeah. No, I'm not. It's tough with my student loans. And
are you getting dinged on having a savings account open though with no money in it?
Well, I have. But I deposit every month and then I take out really quick just so I can do that monthly deposit that they need me to do. And
why don't you just close it?
Yeah.
Because I need a savings account and I don't want to go through the hassle. Well, yeah, you need a savings account for when eventually that day comes where I am able to
put
away.
Oh, where you can save. Yeah,
it's a premeditated.
Okay. All right. You
know. I'm not shocked that only one third of millennials have savings. I mean, I didn't start really saving money until I was probably, I had a 401k that I didn't know about that the company enrolled me in.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which was
nice surprise.
Yeah,
oh, thank
you.
You're like, hey, can I take that money out?
until I was about 30 is when I started saving money when, you know, we started making a little bit more money.
Yeah.
But,
in your 20s, you were like,
I needed that extra $20 for whatever.
The whole reason that I have a 401k is just so they'll take the money so I don't see it because I'm 39 and still, if I get the money, I'm like, it's gone. I'm going to spend it.
I have
it's my account. I was like, oh, you bet.
The way that I have my account set up, so I've got my 401k through the station and through the company that, you know, takes the money out blind. Yep. Uh-huh. But then I have a bills account that my fiance and I share.
And she manages that.
Smart. And she manages that. Then that money is automatically deducted. So that's gone.
And then what's left over, that's the play money.
And that is somehow that gets down close to zero almost every single week. Before payday.
So, but Ian, let's unpack this because you said you did one of these one time. Philadelphia just did their naked bike ride. This group of people in Philadelphia just pedaled 10 miles through the streets of the city. And I can't imagine why anyone would ever do this as somebody that has done a naked bike ride in Chicago, I believe, for you.
Yeah, it was Chicago.
Why did you do it?
Just for personal empowerment, really.
How did it empower you?
I'm very self-conscious about my body. You should know that as well because you call me out on one particular feature that I'm lacking.
You have the ass of a frog.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I took that as an opportunity for me to, again, empower myself.
But are you really naked or do you have like a thong?
No, Sylvia, I'm fake naked. Yes, I'm naked. Like,
there are some people who wear thongs.
If you're, like the Kibbles and Bits were hanging out?
Oh, yeah.
If you're,
if you
get into a bicycle accident while you're totally naked, you know, the chain is right
chain?
There. And
the spokes?
Oh. Yeah, that's how. That's...
Did you guys ever get a pair of jeans caught in your bike chain?
Oh, yes. Remember how awful that was?
That was terrible.
Or a pair of sweatpants, more specifically?
Right. I wish that was a. I wish that was something that could happen to me in my body, but it can't.
Did you sit down on the seat?
Yeah, and it was a cushion seat though. I got my bike from a thrift store, so I had.
Do you remember which side you positioned?
But
did you switch halfway through? Or
I had a really cushiony seat. I got I got my bike secondhand, so it had one of those really like memory foam.
Was it cold in Chicago that day? I mean, like, were you worried that you're like, no, no, it's chilly out here, you guys. That's why
it's always cold out there. So I was not. Full Ian that day, but I was still so happy to be out there.
Even if you're riding a bike with jeans on, which or any sort of, you know, padding around your ass, it still hurt riding a bike.
Oh,
is not comfortable.
Yeah. Like my wife made me go to one of those dumb spin classes with her one time, and I am like,
so
I am never going back to that. It hurts. It just grinds right into your whole grundle. It's terrible.
I got a cramp halfway through, really bad. Yeah, because I cramp really bad.
I just fear road rash.
Yeah, like if you wipe out, like anything, there's so much stuff that can go wrong.
Do they make really tiny helmets?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
No, like a helmet that's not a gerbil helmet, like smaller, just a bit smaller than that.
Gerbils are pretty small, Dave.
Like imagine like a turtle helmet, but a bit smaller.
Like a hamster helmet?
It's
chilly. Is so adorable.
It's chilly. This elitist just texted us, 24 years old with $2,000 in my 401k. Ooh. Well, look at you.
Fancy.
Somebody celebrating my irresponsibility. Treat yourself, Dave. Whoop, whoop. And this one, I don't have savings and I live with my parents, but I do have a Roth.
Yeah, that's a good.
Well, I mean, depending on how much is in it.
Well, no, it's, even if you're thinking about savings, you know, that's half the battle. If you are considering it, you know, that's more so than what most people are doing.
The real starting point for me was when I realized I am too stupid and irresponsible to handle this myself.
Yeah.
I just need 35. No. No, I mean, really, like, I actually got, like, a financial advisor, and not because I have, like, so much money that I don't know what to do with it. It's because I just...
You need to be responsible with it.
I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn it. I'm not good at that
stuff.
There's
people who are.
There's people that are very good at it. So, like, when it comes to, like, deciding, like, what I should invest in, or, like, what bucket the money should be in, or whatever, and, again, we're not talking about that much money. It's just I don't want to learn that stuff, and I realize my limitations. So probably when I was about 27, 28, something like that.
All right.
And you just pay an annual fee and they handle all that stuff. That's how I prefer
to do it. I'm just afraid that they're going to rip me off for what little money I do have.
But here's the key. I also know that I'll rip me off. So they at least have some sort of professional obligation not to rip me off.
Is there a professional obligation?
Me, I'm drunk at the ATM yelling at Wells Fargo to up my ante, up my limit, so that way I can take out more cash and
go gambling.
While I'm gambling.
Yeah.
I know better. I don't trust me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I feel like it kind of gets overused when somebody says that you're my spirit animal. But in this case, as a former grocery store employee, somebody who used to work at Bilo, bagging groceries, stock shelves for a day.
Making a wall, walling it up.
That's right.
I worked at a grocery store too, so I know.
I literally did that for one day, and I remember I had to be there at 5 a.m. to start stocking the shelves.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it so much that I was like, I would like to go back to being a front of house employee working the cash register, and I became one of their star cashiers at Bilo.
Oh, employee of the month?
You made it up to the cash out?
Yeah.
Oh, I never got that far.
In this case, though, a grocery store employee was accused of nibbling on 3 to 5 slices of ham nearly every day over the span of 8 years. And this comes to us from a place called Giant Eagle near Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
And I don't know who the owners are of this spot, but they tallied it up and they said that it's $9,200 worth of ham over the course of 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So are they going to, did they fire her? Are they having her arrested? Does she need to pay back in restitution this $9,200 for this ill-gotten ham that she's been eating?
I think that they're trying to write it off on their taxes.
No.
Only a report was issued at the request of the store and no arrest was made. So it was referred to the prosecutor's office to decide if any charges would be filed or not.
I have so many questions about this. Like, did they know? Like, how long did you know that this was going on, that she was eating 3 to 5 pieces of ham a day for 8 years?
And also, at any point, was Kathy warned that she needs to stop eating the ham?
Like, Kathy, don't do it.
Kathy, stop.
Don't
it.
You do
Are
it.
Are you eating the piece of...
Do you remember what they called that in the grocery store? The lingo that they called if you would eat food that was at the grocery store?
No.
Grazing.
Grazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that like the deli or
there's old
anything?
Kathy grazing again.
Yeah, because like you would eat like vegetable or not vegetables, but like maybe some strawberries.
Oh, okay.
Or you walk by those bulk things and grab a handful of almonds, or sometimes they'd have like candies in there too.
Yes.
Like,
oh yeah.
I'm just gonna help myself to a few gummy worms.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But like that's the thing. Like, did it go on for a year? How did they know that it was going on for 8 straight years?
I don't know.
And like, did you really tell? Like, does it include inflation?
Is 2,000 ham the same cost as 2018 ham? I don't know.
Money from 8 years ago was worth a lot more.
Yeah.
So many questions.
So this is awkward. A couple of priests were arrested after being caught in a act with each other.
Oh, God.
Near a Miami Beach playground on Monday. A 39-year-old by the name of Diego and a 30-year-old by the name of Edwin were caught doing a lewd and inappropriate behavior. And it said for their escapade. And when I first read this, I thought it said in their Escalade.
Okay.
And I'm like, at least it's a roomy vehicle.
Yeah.
And,
you know, you have so much room. Space. So
no,
many activities.
The next line of the story is they rented a Volkswagen Beetle.
What?
Oh.
Parked it in a parking lot right next to a playground at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
How tall are they?
No tint on the windows, and just started blah, 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 blah. Like, hey, man.
It's what's the old joke? It's so uncomfortable in the back seat of a Volkswagen.
So two priests are in the front seat of a Volkswagen, and...
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Barking dogs are super annoying, and so are crying babies, but people tend to let the babies slide a little bit more, and people will call the cops on barking dogs. So I can't tell you how many times I've been out and wanted to call the cops on an annoying baby.
Message deleted.
No. Please be that douche so when the cop shows up, he can tase you.
Yeah. I want to see you tase so bad. If there's a
parent that is neglecting the child, then the cops absolutely should be called. Sure. And it's the same thing with dogs. If there's a dog that's being neglected and stuck outside in, you know, sweltering heat or freezing cold, and so it's barking because it's unsafe for that dog and they're reacting to that, that's different than if a dog is just a yappy little dog.
And if you call the police, they'll just tell you to call animal control, and then you'll be put on hold. And it, like, I've, as somebody who has called the police, not the police, but like 311, or looked into how to call the authorities on a neighbor who has a dog that's been outside for days, that's been barking and is,
or like just howling or moaning, because there is a dog in my neighborhood that does that.
Dead of summer, that's just not healthy for anyone, right?
I get it that there's a lot of stuff going on that most police departments have that is more important than a dog, but you are not going to get any response whatsoever 99% of the time if you call the authorities on somebody because their dog is being either barking all night long or even being left outside. They just don't come.
And I've got $5 on it if you can call the cops on a crying baby, because I will call the cops on my kid all of the time if that's the case.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I've been getting up in the mornings and having nothing but a craving for dinner. Like, I wake up immediately and want some surf and turf or like garlic mashed potatoes, you know, just dinner food. And then later in the day, I want some pancakes. So, like, I want some breakfast. I get a hankering for some damn waffles. I don't understand why I'm backwards. Like, I'm really worried, like, something's really wrong with me.
Message deleted.
Go to IHOP. Yeah. Problem solved.
Breakfast for any meal, I'm okay with.
Yes.
But first thing in the morning, like having really rich food, the idea of like a dessert in the morning, like a piece of cheesecake, just sounds terrible.
Or even lobster. I love lobster. Or crab legs. Maybe cold crab legs, but not hot crab legs.
What about like leftover pizza in the morning?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Mostly because it's easy and you're probably hungover.
Yeah.
I used to work the late night shift here at the station, like really late, like midnight to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And there would be days that, like, back when, like, Howard was still on the radio and I was, you know, running the show for him. Not like, you know.
Not actually running the show.
I was just pushed
the button and made sure it's up loud.
Turning it up, you know, pushing the button from New York City.
Important job nonetheless. Yes. Yeah, oh yeah.
But there would be days that I would be craving because I'd been up for, you know, like 16 hours and I'd want dinner and try to go find a place that serves lobster or crab legs at 6 in the morning. I found one.
Ah, yes.
One place, and they looked at me like I was a monster when I ordered it.
And you still enjoyed the hell of it, didn't you?
Hell yeah, I did.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. So this topic has been a topic of conversation between me and my friends for the past couple of years, and I want to ask you guys this. So the Mandela effect, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of that. Do you guys remember Sinbad making a movie called Shazam, because Sinbad has said that he's never made that movie before. He does not know what people are talking about. Do you guys recall him making that movie or seeing that movie?
Message
I 100%
deleted.
Do, and what he's talking about there is the Mandela effect is evidence that you may have experienced events from a different reality. Uh-huh. Finding other people with similar memories, can affirm like that happened. I swear, I saw that movie as a kid. Sinbad starring as a genie, Shazam. I swear that was a movie. I feel like
I kind of remember that too.
And they're saying that movie does not exist.
Was Sinbad ever a genie?
No.
I thought he was.
We all thought he was. Ian.
He was never a genie. You're thinking about Shaquille O'Neal.
It wasn't Shaquille O'Neal.
Don't confuse Shaquille O'Neal.
This is exactly what you're doing right now.
Well, no. You can't confuse the two.
Shaquille O'Neal and Sinbad right don't look anything alike.
I mean, they're both huge and bald. I mean,
Shaq is 7 foot tall. Sinbad's maybe 6'3".
But when you're teeny, they all are just huge and huger. I mean, like,
no,
you know.
No.
Huh. I don't know.
No. I swear that movie was made. I swear I saw it as a kid.
So you're saying that we all were in a different reality, watched that movie, and then came right back to this dumb one? We all came back to this stupid reality.
It's a glitch in the Matrix. It's Sinbad's controlling it all.
Why can't we go back to that other reality where Sinbad did make that movie? It can't be worse, right? Well, yay, buddy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So it has been 17 years since September the 11th, 2001. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like it was 17 years ago in some ways.
Does not.
In other ways, it seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
I remember that day very distinctly, as I'm sure everyone does. You remember what you were doing. It's one of those moments that you have in life, and most people only have a few of them.
Yep.
It's when something really good or something really bad happens. And very rarely, at least, and we're very fortunate because of that, as Americans, we have very few of those really bad moments that have happened to us collectively
as a country. Our grandparents' generation, you know, when Pearl Harbor was bombed, you know, there was like the Oklahoma City bombings.
JFK getting shot.
JFK,
you know, yes.
But, you know, 9/11 was the day that really, I feel like it ended an era. It ended like an era of innocence. Everything changed that day forward.
Yeah.
And we've kind of gone back to a somewhat sense of normality, but I don't think, you know, those of us who were of age and can remember that day and remember where we were and what happened that day, it's always something that is always in the back of your head.
It sticks to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I think that's, you know, never forget. It's something that those of us who are of age will never forget.
Well, and it's not just never forget that. The best way that I saw it put today online, because you see a lot of people that are, you know, making tributes and saying, you know, sharing their thoughts. And, yep. And the best way that I saw it expressed this morning is America isn't what happened on September 11th. America is what happened on September 12th.
Yep.
And if you remember how unified the entire country was, how we all stood together, all of a sudden, all like the petty differences, you know, whether it was every person, age, race, religion, none of that stuff mattered anymore.
We were Americans.
We're just Americans that were standing together. And that was an incredible and a powerful time. And that's what I choose to remember, because yep. There was a lot of terrible stuff that happened, obviously, on September the 11th. There's been a lot of terrible things that have happened since, but still that unity. I remember going shopping for American flags for my car, you know, like the kind that you have if you're a football fan,
yeah.
And like attached to your window and fly out of it. And I remember I went to 6 different stores because they were sold out, and just driving around because I wanted to show that I was on the home team, right? Mm-hmm. That we were all on the same page.
We stood with our neighbors.
It was a really powerful time.
Yep.
And I hope that we get to share that without having to go through something traumatic again. So every year we do this, and I mean, this actually, you know, came to us only a couple of years ago, but I think it's beautiful. It's the national anthem being played by a guy named Chris Bode. And if you've never heard of the guy before, he's a guy that plays trumpet. So I don't blame you for not ever heard of him.
You probably don't have his latest album.
His greatest hits album.
His latest release.
But he was playing this before a football game that took place in New York, and just the way that the director shot it, where like the fireworks are going off right behind him, and just the simplicity and the beauty of him playing the national anthem on the trumpet, it actually moved a lot of the players to tears.
Von Miller, who was playing for Denver at the time, I mean, like, was crying, you know.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of the players, you know. I mean, this is probably the most moving rendition of the national anthem that I've ever heard, and I think it's fitting for us to play it today.
It's simple and it's beautiful, and it's to honor the memory of those that we lost, and also to call for that same unity that we had on September 12th and beyond as a country.
Thank you.
Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
I don't know if Post Malone did something to anger the gods, but man, things have not been going well for him. First, it was his plane almost crashing.
And then the car crash.
Yeah, and then the car accident. Now we've got this.
If you don't know who Post Malone is,
he's a rapper.
He's a rapper. He's got a lot of face tattoos.
I've never heard any of his music.
It's an acquired taste, I would say. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's just an acquired taste. But I will say
Post Malone. What an endorsement. I wouldn't say it's bad. But it's just not good. What's the other word? Yeah.
No, there's plenty of things that people like that I don't like. And I know that's not for me. His music's one of them. But he's a very successful and very rich entertainer.
Well, these people knew that he was very successful and very rich. Cops in California say three men with guns broke into his house, smashing through a front window of the property little after midnight on September 1st. They shouted, "Where's Post Malone?" before stealing cash, jewelry, and mobile phones worth $22,000. Unfortunately for them, their scam was misguided. The singer has not lived at the property for months, and the people that were living there now that they stole all this stuff from have absolutely no connection to Post Malone at all.
They're just random people who are now in that house?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's a beautiful house somewhere in Hollywood. But cops are now investigating whether the raid is connected to seemingly targeted attacks on homes of other big stars that are living in the area.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
But, I mean, if he was there, like, again.
What, do you want him to, like, freestyle while you're robbing him?
Give him, like, background music?
So a big cat breeder who is whose name is Joe Exotic.
Big cat breeder, like...
He, like, breeds, like, tigers and cougars and everything else.
They have people who do that for a living?
I guess. Yeah.
That's where Sylvia came from.
Really? She's a cougar?
Yeah.
I'm a cougar.
One of the hitmen, though, turned out to be an undercover FBI agent because they're always an undercover FBI agent.
So what was he trying to do?
He was trying to hire somebody to kill his opponent, who's also another big cat breeder.
Oh, my God.
So Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, real name.
Big cat breeder. Uh-huh. Is that on his business card?
I mean, they listed him as Exotic, 55, was arrested on Thursday. So
did they try to... Where did he try to find this hitman? Does it say?
Of course, the same place that they had tried to get all of them.
Did Craigslist?
Of the internet.
Oh, my gosh.
He paid one person $3,000 to kill Baskin last November. He also repeatedly asked another person to find somebody to murder Baskin. Now, Caroline Baskin, who runs the Big Cat Rescue in Tampa, she's blamed for all sorts of stuff. Exotic blames her for judgments totaling more than $1 million against him, has threatened violence against her in online videos. Exotic is best known for founding a private zoo in Oklahoma that he ran earlier this year for clashing with animal rights groups who accused him of abuse. But if you would imagine what Joe Exotic looks like, because neither of you have seen a picture of this guy.
I have not.
What do you suppose he looks like? What style of hairdo?
Is it dyed?
Yes.
Is it a mullet?
Yes, it is a dyed,
is it pink?
It is a bleached mullet.
Oh, it's,
okay. It's a bleached mullet.
Wait, is this dog the bounty hunter?
He's been in hiding, right?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for Know the Show, your chance to win some tickets for Good Charlotte. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
We were at Disneyland, and Sylvia saw...
No, that was my friend who said, like, let's go take a picture.
Let's go take a picture.
And I go, no, because she's with her family.
So Sylvia saw, and I'm putting this in air quotes, a celebrity at Disneyland.
She's a celebrity.
Maybe many years ago.
Many years ago, yeah.
Many years
for sure.
ago.
Because she was on TV, a solid decade ago now?
More than a decade.
More than
a decade.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so saying that she's like a current celebrity... Would be probably a bit of a stretch.
I want to say she's doing some projects, but I don't know.
Okay, so I mean, if there's an A, B, C, D, and F list celebrity, she's at best a D.
Yeah,
at this
like
point.
CD.
Yeah. Who is that celebrity that Sylvia saw at Disneyland that she almost went over and interrupted, even though she was with her family because she wanted to, quote, get a picture with
her? And she took a creepy ass picture of her from behind.
I'd rather take a creepy ass picture.
Why? Like, what are you going to do with that picture?
It's going to be gone.
You should post it. Can I see it?
No.
Come on.
It's just creepy. You can't even tell it's her.
No, you can't, but I just wanted to show my friend who actually was a fan of that show.
Oh, you're such a creep. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name's Greg.
Okay, that was not the question. Greg, what celebrity did Sylvia see at Disneyland?
Richie. Last name.
You're done.
Richie's the last name. Yep, yep, yep. Uh-huh.
She's not famous anymore.
Mm-hmm. You're on the right track.
Is it Christie Richie?
I mean, he was listening. Close enough. Who cares?
Nicole Richie. Nicole. It's Nicole Richie. Good night. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. I just realized how ironic it is that we're giving away Good Charlotte tickets because of Nicole Richie being cited, because one of the brothers is married to Nicole Richie.
I don't know if it was Benji or Joel.
Whatever, they look
the same. Thank you, Dave.
Well, because they're twins. Kay.
I like how you caught that.
Is that why you put that as
of
the
course.
Another show? All right.
Yeah, all right. That's cool. Okay. Guys.
Thank you for being so much further
for
ahead
Christy
of our
Richie.
Own show than we are.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Good old Christy.
At least
Richie.
He didn't say Lionel.
Good.
If you would have saw Lionel Richie at Disneyland,
that's
that
a celebrity,
that's a
right?
Creepy, that's creepy picture worthy, right?
Yeah. Good Charlotte Live, November 24th at the Pearl Inside the Palms. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Greg, congratulations to you, man. Thank you for half listening.
Brian, thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.